Watch, 12-year-old boy allegedly choked by girl on school bus, children are afraid to come forward. By Amy Furr on February 17, 2023. A mother in Fort Belvoir, Virginia, is deeply concerned after an incident on a school bus involving her 12-year-old son and another child in January. According to VUSA, Taylor Brock's son was allegedly choked by a girl while the pair were on a school bus from Walt Whitman Middle School that is located in Alexandria. And the moment was caught on camera, the outlet reported Tuesday. In the clip, the girl appears to hit the boy, then grab his mouth and turn his face towards her. Oh! Someone is heard saying behind the camera. However, it appears no one moves to separate the two young people. Moments later, the girl allegedly takes him by the neck and pushes him against the seat. Warning, graphic video. Her son arrived home crying, and there were reportedly marks left on his neck. Brock said, adding, "It breaks my heart that there are all these kids on the bus and not one decided to stand up." The mother recently shared the video on her business website, noting the school's response when it came to her child's safety was inadequate. "After parents watched the video of my son being assaulted and strangled, they messaged me to tell me horror stories of their own children suffering at school and how the school has done nothing to stop it," the post on the site read. "Children are afraid to come forward, they suffer in silence, and even commit suicide because they feel like there is no other way to escape the pain and suffering they endure at school. The children who are brave enough to come forward are not being taken seriously enough by the school. The victims continue to suffer because the consequences for breaking rules aren't severe enough to deter perpetrators from breaking them." In addition to pressing charges, Brock also recently had a Fairfax County judge issue a protective order against the female classmate, meaning she must stay at least 50 feet away from the boy. Meanwhile, social media users reacted to the story and images of the incident involving the two children. An equally alarming issue is that bystanders rush to record, but not intervene and help, one person replied. "People need to start suing the hell out of these school districts. Money is all they understand," another commented. The girl was reportedly suspended, and even though the principal told the two children to walk opposite each other in the hall, the boy claims they still pass each other and have the same lunchtime. According to Brock, she gets suspended and goes back to school. "It doesn't seem like a fair trade. My son is still not protected." In a statement, the Fairfax County Public Schools said the leadership handled the situation, but they are not allowed to share more information because of privacy laws. Now, Brock plans to enroll her son in a different school while he seeks therapy following the disturbing incident. Earlier this month, two students were accused of beating a 9-year-old girl while they rode a school bus in Homestead, Florida, according to Breitbart News. The outlet cited a recent report that said crime among juveniles increased across the nation in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic-related school shutdowns.